Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, March 9th. In news from Paonia, a local environmental activist is being sued by an energy company. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, environmental consultant Pete Kolbenschlag is being sued by SG Interests. The company accuses Kolbenschlag of libel in a comment he made about oil and gas lease collusion on the website of the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent. SG Interests sued Kolbenschlag in Delta County District Court on February 21st. At issue is a comment Kolbenschlag made in reference to allegations by the Justice Department that SG Interests and Gunnison Energy Corporation colluded in acquiring four leases covering 3,500 acres in the Ragged Mountain area of Delta and Gunnison counties. Kolbenschlag launched a legal defense fundraising effort at generosity.com. He said on the website that he's the target of what's known as a SLAP lawsuit, which stands for Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation. According to Kolbenschlag, SLAP suits are used by corporations to silence individuals. In his fundraising appeal, Kolbenschlag said, quote, "Your contribution of any amount is most appreciated. A win for me is a win for activism, and a black eye for the questionable tactics of suing citizens for speaking out." End quote. Heavy snowfall and frequent rain this winter has left Colorado with a snowpack that is well above normal as spring approaches. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that Colorado's snowpack was at 136% of normal as of Monday. Most river basins already have surpassed average annual peak snowpack levels, typically not reached until April. The February snowpack statewide was at 100% of normal after significant snow accumulations over the previous 2 months, and the March readings were even higher. The Gunnison River Basin snowpack was measured at 147% of average, while the Upper Colorado River Basin stood at 135%. The Upper Rio Grande snowpack is at 143%. The highest snowpack level in the state comes from the San Miguel, Dolores, Animas, and San Juan River basins, and their measurement of 149% of normal. The lowest measurement in the state is at the Yampa-White River basins, which came in at 119% above average. Statewide reservoir storage was at 107% of average as of the start of March, and stream flow forecasts indicate an above-normal runoff year is coming in most watersheds. Plentiful snowfall in the San Juan and Sangre de Cristo Mountains is good news for water users in that part of the state after 6 years of the snowpack failing to reach its normal peak. Forecasts for the Rio Grande Basin call for normal to above-normal runoff. Among activities celebrating International Women's Day yesterday, groups opposing Disney protested in Denver. Eric Gladys has this story.
As people across the world celebrate International Women's Day, activists plan to visit a Walt Disney Company shareholder meeting in Denver. Their goal is to urge CEO Robert Iger to step down from President Donald Trump's Business Advisory Council. Pamela Resendez with Fresk, a group that advocates for communities of color and immigrants, says regardless of how Disney might benefit from associating with Trump, it isn't what consumers, families, and workers want.
Disney right now has the opportunity and the power to take a stance against Trump and support the immigrants, the refugees, the workers, women that are being impacted by this administration.
A recent boycott of Uber prompted its CEO, Travis Kalanick, to quit the council. Disney CEO told CNBC that Trump's plans to cut corporate taxes would be a big boon for the company and said he also hopes to influence policy on intellectual property and trade issues. Disney declined a request for comment on this story. Organizers say they've collected close to 500,000 signatures on petitions, stating that by teaming up with Trump, Iger is also aligning Disney with racism and anti-immigrant policies. Lizeth Chacon with Colorado People's Alliance says the action is a way to hold Disney accountable to the values they project in the marketplace.
By working with President Trump, Disney has destroyed the reputation of being family-friendly when we have an administration that is literally tearing families apart.
The shareholder action at Denver's Performing Arts Complex will be joined by other events across Colorado. They include A Day Without a Woman, organized by the groups that led January's women's marches. They're calling for women to stay home from work or organize a lunchtime walkout. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Coal production in Colorado has lagged to the point of being dropped out of the top 10 coal states in the country. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reported that new federal data shows that Colorado is no longer ranked among the top 10 states for coal production after seeing a more than 20% decline in production in 2015. Colorado's mines produced nearly 19 million short tons of coal in 2015, ranking 11th on the list of coal-producing states. Colorado was ranked 10th the previous year after producing 24 million short tons of coal in 2014. Last year, Colorado had an even bigger drop in coal production as state mines produced less than 13 million short tons of coal in 2016. The decrease in demand for coal has been blamed on the growing natural gas market, shrinking exports, mine closures, and stricter environmental regulations. And in our last story, the state high school basketball championships start tonight, and some teams from the KVNF listening area will be competing for a title. In 1A boys action, Ouray will play number 1 Holly, and Lake City, which forms a team along with Creed, will play number 2 Cheyenne Wells. In a 1A girls game, Nucla faces number 1 Kit Carson. In 2A boys play at the Budweiser Event Center in Loveland starting tonight, third-seeded Paonia will face number 6 Del Norte. Head coach Chase Rober guided the Eagles to a 21-2 record. Paonia seniors Dagan Rinks and Colby Simpson are the team leaders, and senior big man Trevor Smith joined the squad after winning a state championship in wrestling. Finally, in 2A girls action, number 2 and undefeated Paonia seeks the state title that has eluded them since 2009. The Eagles are 22-0 and start an all-senior lineup with Sophie Anderson, McKenna Hartigan, Emily Pieper, Brittany Kendall, and Brianna Van Vliet. All 5 Eagles remember the sting of last year's defeat to Yuma in the state title game. Yuma knocked Paonia out of the playoffs in each of the past 2 years. Head coach Scott Rinks led the Eagles to a 67-8 record in the last 3 seasons. Paonia faces 7th seed Swink tonight in Loveland. The 2A state championship game will be Saturday night. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening. Thank you.